Would you have another name for people who are related to you? Kinfolk or kin? Is that something you'd use, or just relatives? Something like that.
What do you mean, another name?
Like, would you call them kin? Could you say my kin or my folks or my people or something like that, or would you just call them my relatives?
Oh, yeah, my aunt and uncle, my cousins. And
okay. Okay. Would you use the word kin at all to talk about them, or that's not something you do? All right. Let me ask you about your house growing up. Was it very big, or was it pretty small?
Oh, it was a big house.
Was it? What are some of the rooms that it had in it? It had bedrooms, and what else?
Well, we had three bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
and a back porch where I had to run the separator separate the milk from the cream and
yeah.
wash it. Damn thing. And dining room, living room, kitchen, and breakfast nook.
Okay. Did you have a room where everybody sort of lounged, or you saw guests or something like that? Was there a special room for that?
Well, the dining room and living room were kind of together.
Okay.
We all sat out.
Okay. Did you have a fireplace growing up?
No.
No?
I had one when I got married, but not really.
Okay. What did you have when you were growing up to heat the house?
Oh, we had a coal furnace.
Okay. Is that something that was, what room was that in? Or was
that was in the basement. We
okay.
converted it to gas.
So you had a basement here?
Mm-hmm.
Do people typically have basements or cellars or something like that here?
We didn't have a cellar.
Okay. So a cellar's different from a basement.
Basement kept canned a lot of fruit and vegetables. And
okay. So you burned coal to keep the house warm, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you burn any wood at all in that, or could it not?
Not really.
Okay. Did, was there something to take the fumes out of the house then with that type of stove, or?
Chimney.
So that does have a chimney. Okay. Did you have a stove at all then, or is that?
Oh, Mom had a cook stove, and that's where the wood went.
Oh,
it was
okay.
In the cook stove.
Okay. Did you have to make many fires in that, or anywhere?
Well, we cooked by it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who kept the fire going?
Oh, yeah.
You did? Okay. Did you, what did you use to start the fire with? Did you have some sort of kindling then, or?
Oh, we had small slivers of wood, and we put paper
okay.
under it.
So that would be sort of kindling stuff.
Kindling.
What does it sit on, the fire? What is that stuff that's burning? Does it sit on something in there?
Oh, the legs were on a kind of like a cinder block or
okay.
something like that.
The legs of the stove? What about when you put the wood in there? Does it just sit on the bottom of the stove, or is there something there to sort of keep it up? Do you remember that? Was there a grate or something like that?
Yeah, there were grates.
Okay, so that's what you would set your wood on to keep the air going. Okay, did you have to clean the stove much?
Yeah.
Okay, what were some of the things you'd have to do when you cleaned the stove?
Well, you have to take all them grates out and clean out the under the grates.
Right.
And we had, what did they call that stuff? I don't know, it was powdery, kind of burned up wood.
Mm-hmm.
You had to take it out and take it outside.
Okay. Would that be like the ashes?
Ashes. Yeah.
Okay. Did you also get soot in there? Or did you have to clean the pipes at all or anything that you remember?
I don't remember whether they had
maybe, to. Maybe your dad did that or something. What are some of the things that you would keep clothes in when you were younger?
That I've done what?
What did you keep clothing in when you were younger? What kind of things did you have for clothing?